WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
The jet stream is a current of fast-flowing air found in the upper levels of the atmosphere. This rapid current is typically thousands of kilometers long, a few hundred kilometers wide, and only a few kilometers thick. Jet streams are usually found somewhere between 10 and 15 kilometers, or roughly 6 to 9 miles above the Earth's surface. The major jet streams on Earth are westerly winds flowing from west to east. Their paths typically have a meandering shape that resembles a sine wave. Jet streams may start, stop, split into two or more parts, combine into one stream, or flow in various directions, including the opposite direction of most jets. The strongest jet streams are the polar jets at around 7 to 12 kilometers or 23 to 39,000 feet above sea level, and the higher and somewhat weaker subtropical jets at around 10 to 16 kilometers. Each hemisphere has both a polar jet and a subtropical jet. The northern hemisphere polar jet flows over the middle to northern latitudes of North America, Europe, and Asia, and their intervening oceans, while the southern hemisphere polar jet mostly circles Antarctica year-round. Jet streams are caused by a combination of a planet's rotation and atmospheric heating. Yes, jet streams exist on other planets. Jet streams form near boundaries of adjacent air masses with significant differences in temperature, such as the polar region and the warmer air towards the equator. The position of this upper-level jet stream denotes the location of the strongest surface temperature contrast. During the winter months, Arctic and tropical air masses create a stronger surface temperature contrast, resulting in a strong jet stream. However, during the summer months, when, of course, the surface temperature variation is less dramatic, the wind of the jet is weaker. Now, the term jet stream applies primarily to upper-level winds. However, you will frequently hear the term low-level jet applied to strong currents of air at much lower altitudes in the atmosphere. For your weather questions, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.